Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Lesson 27. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Ja, idag mår jag jättebra. I'm delighted to be back for another lesson of Coffee Break Swedish. And this lesson is, it's going to be a fantastic lesson. We're probably talking about something that's not the most exciting of topics, but it's one of those things that we need to do, and we're hopefully going to make it fun. Hanna, vad lär vi oss idag?
Well, yes, it's the alphabet, Mark, and it's very useful to know.
So we're going to be learning how to spell words, because obviously you would need to spell your name or perhaps understand other people spelling their names, and also be able to spell street names, for example, if you're looking for something on a map. How do you say the alphabet in Swedish?
Alfabetet.
Alfabetet. Okay, well, that's what we're going to learn. Ska vi börja?
Låt oss börja.
Okay, Hanna, I think the very first thing that we should do is learn the alphabet itself, and then we can learn how to spell things and all that kind of thing. So can you say the Swedish letter? We'll leave a space so that our listeners can repeat, and then I'll repeat it, okay? And then we'll go through each lesson on each letter like that.
Okay. And I think the most difficult ones are those that are quite similar to English, but they're still a bit different, okay?
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Let's begin.
R.
R.
B.
B.
C.
C.
D.
D.
E.
E.
F.
F.
G.
G.
H.
H.
I.
I.
J.
J.
K.
K.
L.
L.
M.
M.
N.
N.
O.
O.
P.
P.
Q.
Q.
R.
R.
S.
S.
T.
T.
U.
U.
V.
V.
W.
W.
X.
X.
I.
I.
Z.
Z.
O.
I thought you had finished there. I'm forgetting that we've got three extra letters. O.
A.
A.
Ö.
Ö. Okay. Yeah, as we say, that's not the most fascinating piece of audio that you'll ever listen to, but we do need to learn these letters. Hannah, can we talk about some of them? There were some that were a little bit surprising. Certainly, I got a surprise when we came to Z or Z, which was?
Seta.
Seta. Okay. And then the vowels are quite tricky.
Yeah, and I think especially the soft vowels. So you have I, I, A.
Right. So let's start with the letter E in English, like E as an egg. In Swedish, that would be?
E.
E. Okay. And then the letter I in English, as in the igloo?
I.
I. Okay. Then we had Y.
E.
Yeah, see, that's very difficult because it sounds so like I.
I know, and my students would like be practice and practice and practice, and it is really difficult for a non-Swede, I think, to hear the difference.
So can you say, first of all, I, then Y together?
E, E.
Okay. E, E. How's that?
Yeah. Yes, so I think that sounds good, Mark. So with Y, E, you kind of push it further forward in your mouth. So E.
E.
And E, it's almost like you make a smile or you stretch your mouth. E.
Yeah, I'm actually just doing that. I'm like, E, smiling. It's like cheese. Okay, and what about the extra letters at the end then? Because we have three bonus letters in Swedish.
Yes, and quite often my students just feel like that is just noises. So we first have the O.
O, so that's the one with the circle on top, the A with a circle.
Exactly, and you make your mouth into a circle because it's a circle on top of the A. So O.
O.
And then you have the E.
E. See, that to me sounds like egg, as in egg in English, the E of egg in English, eh?
Yes, and for Swedish children, when they learn to write, it's very difficult to separate an E and an A. It's you and the Swedish children, Mark.
Okay, so which of these is correct, A or E?
The last one, E.
E, okay. But can A with two dots above it sound like A?
So it's to do with those long and short vowel sounds that I always go on about. So if you have a, you can have a short sound, like with an egg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's egg.
Egg, okay.
And if, but you have a word, for example, äga, which is äga, then you have that ä sound more.
Äga.
Perfect, jättebra.
Okay. Right, so we've learned the alphabet. Now we know it inside out, and I'm sure everyone can recite it without even thinking about it. Maybe you want to go back and listen again, that's fine. But what about the whole idea of spelling things? What's the word to spell in Swedish?
Att stava.
Att stava. Right. So how would I say, how do you spell that, for example?
Well, I'm going to make it a little bit complicated here, because to ask that question, I would say, hur stavas det?
Oh, I think I see what's going on here. This stavas, the S ending is like turning it into a passive. So how is that spelled?
Yes, perfect. So you can say hur stavar man det? So how does one spell that? But the simple way is just say hur stavas det?
Right. So hur stavar man det? How does one spell that? How spells one that, literally? But hur stavas det, just using the passive, how is it spelled?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, can we try this out?
Yes, and let's practice our alphabet as well. So I thought we would go back to lesson 24, because that had quite a lot of difficult words. We talked about clothing then. So if I said to you, Mark, kjol, hur stavas det?
I think I would say, Registry de stavas as the response.
Ja, jättebra! Excellent!
De stavas K J O L.
Bra! K J O L.
K I O L. Okay, sorry. Okay. K. Right. Let me see if I can remember one of the words from that same lesson. Skjorta.
Bra, skjorta. Do you remember what it meant?
That's a shirt, isn't it?
Ja, absolut. And non-Swedes often feel that they want to ask, hur stavas det? Because it's complicated with the sh sound.
So, I'll ask you then. Skjorta, hur stavas det?
Det stavas S-K-J-O-R-T-A.
Jättebra. So, S-K-J-O-R-T-A for skjorta. Right. Anything else?
I'm not sure how much you like this word, Mark, because I think you had a bit of problem pronouncing it. So if I said skägg, hur stavas det?
Skägg, so that's the beard, isn't it? Det stavas S-K-E-G-G.
Jättebra, and well done on the pronunciation of ä. It was good that we went through it earlier because you said that perfect. So excellent.
Tack så mycket. Okay, what else would we need to spell?
Well, I guess what is often important is how you spell people's names.
Of course.
So I could ask you, how do you spell your name? And that would be, hur stavas ditt namn?
Right, so how is your name spelled? So, hur stavas ditt namn? Okay, det stavas M-A-R-K.
Jättebra, M-A-R-K.
Och hur stavas ditt namn, Hanna?
Mitt namn, det stavas H-A-N-N-A.
H-A-N-N-A. Okay, you said mitt namn there. So the ditt namn and mitt namn, is that because namn is an ett word?
Excellent. You start to understand how Swedish works. Yes, so when it comes to possessive, it depends if it's en, ett, or plural. So ett namn becomes mitt and ditt. And when we would ask, for example, how do you spell his name? We would say Hans.
Mm-hmm. Hans, okay.
Hennes. And if we would ask how do you spell their name, then it would be deras.
Deras, okay. What about their, as in the hen, singular?
Then we just say hens. Hens. So, yes. So hen, but with an S on. So who stavas hens namn?
Right, so this is all for the et version. Should we go through all of these possessive adjectives while we're at it?
Yeah, why not?
Can we choose a word to represent each one of these? So min, something, an n-word, mit, with, well, we'll use namn for mit. What will we use for min?
Let's pick something simple that we're familiar with. So min bil.
Min bil, my car.
Yeah, and mina... mina hundar.
Oh, my dogs. Okay, right. So let's start with my then. So my car.
Min bil.
My name.
Mitt namn.
And my dogs.
Mina hundar.
Okay, that's fine. What about your, so your car?
We just put a D on it, so din bil.
Your name.
Ditt namn.
And your dogs?
Dina hundar.
Okay, so what happens with his?
It's really good with his. It just stays the same. So we say hans bil.
Yep, his car.
Hans namn.
His name.
Och hans hundar.
Right. So even for the plural, it stays the same.
Yeah. You sound very happy about this.
Absolutely. It's dogs. So does the same happen with hennes?
Yes. So it's hennes bil.
Yep.
Hennes namn.
Mm-hmm.
Och hennes hundar.
Right. Excellent. And then the gender neutral one, hens.
Hens bil, hens namn, hens hundar.
Right. Now, the good news would be if this continued. Does it continue for the next ones?
Is Swedish mock? No, it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. When we just got used to it, let's go back to the old pattern.
Okay. So what about for our then?
Yeah, so ours is start with vår. So vår bil.
So our car.
Vårt namn.
Our name.
Våra bilar.
Our cars. Okay, so vårt, våra. And what about your in the plural?
Then we have the same system there. So we have er bil.
Mm-hmm.
Erat namn.
Oh, okay, that's quite different. So er bil, your plural car. Erat namn, your name. And then your
era. Era hundar.
Era hundar. Okay, so your dog. Or dogs, rather. And finally, there.
Because it's third person, but third person in plural, we go back to that we don't change it. So it's deras bil.
Mm-hmm.
Deras namn och deras hundar.
Jättebra. Okay, I like those ones. I think we're going to take a short break there just to let all of this sink in.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome back. Hopefully all of these possessive adjectives make sense and that we've now learned them and the letters of the alphabet and we can spell things. What's next, Hannah?
Well, we're going to do this dialogue and I guess the important difficulty with Swedish is Swedish names and places. So the dialogue is that we're meeting up somewhere and we're trying to arrange it and we don't understand how it's spelled.
Okay, and to help us with the dialogue, we'd like to welcome back Lovisa. Hey, Lovisa, hur mår du?
Jag mår bra, tack. Hur mår ni?
Jag mår jättebra, tack.
Jag mår bra, Louisa.
Okay, so what's going to happen here? We'll listen to the dialogue twice. We're going to hear it first time, and then we'll hear it again, and then we'll talk about what's going on in the dialogue. And let's imagine we're out and about in the streets of Stockholm for this dialogue.
Ska vi träffas på Sergels torg, vid rulltrappan?
Vadå någonstans?
På Sergels torg.
Jag vet inte var det ligger, men jag tittar på kartan. Hur stavas det?
S-E-R-G-E-L-S-T-O-R-G.
S-E-R-G-E-L-S-T-O-R-G.
Nej, det är fel. Det är med E. S-E-R-G-E-L-S-T-O-R-G.
Åh, nu ser jag det på kartan. Okej, vi ses där klockan 11.
Vi ses då.
So, Hannah, what do you think? How did I do?
I think you did so well. Especially with the S, and unfortunately, Sergels Torg is not spelled with an S. But you said that perfect. But no, well done.
I think that's the issue that's going on here. So I was misunderstanding how Louisa was spelling things. So let's listen to the conversation one more time, and then we'll go through it together.
Ska vi träffas på Sergels Torg vid rulltrappan?
Vadå någonstans?
På Sergels Torg.
Jag vet inte var det ligger, men jag tittar på kartan. Hur stavas det?
S-E-R-G-E-L-S-T-O-R-G.
S-E-R-G-E-L-S-T-O-R-G.
Nej. Det är fel. Det är med E. S-E-R-G-E-L-S-T-O-R-G.
Åh, nu ser jag det på kartan. Okej, vi ses där klockan 11.
Vi ses då.
Okej, tack så mycket, Louisa.
Tack så mycket. Hej då.
Hej då.
Okay, Hannah, let's go through this. What did Louisa say to begin the conversation?
Ska vi träffas på Sergels torg vid rulltrappan?
Okay, so ska vi träffas? Träffas means to meet each other. Ska vi träffas på Sergels torg? Shall we meet up on Sergels torg? Vid rulltrappan. So what's rulltrappan? I'm sure I've seen that in an airport.
Yeah, so rull to roll. And trappa is staircase, so an escalator.
An escalator, okay. And then my response to that was what?
Vadå någonstans?
Now, I was reading this from a script, so I'm reading the words, but I'm not necessarily fully understanding these words in this case. Var, I mean, I know that means where, but what's this vadå någonstans? What exactly does that mean?
So, någonstans means somewhere. So, I guess it's double where somewhere, if you see what I mean, if you do a translation. But it just means where.
Okay, so vardå, någonstans, where, then, somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, whereabouts. I guess whereabouts is similar. So, we certainly say that in Scotland, whereabouts. Vardå, någonstans. Okay, and then Louisa responded?
På Sergels torg.
So, just giving them this place name again, på Sergels torg. And what did I say then?
Jag vet inte var det ligger, men jag tittar på kartan. Hur stavas det?
So, jag vet inte var det ligger. I don't know where that is, men jag tittar på kartan. But I look on the map. And then, hur stavas det? How do you spell it? And then we had the whole scenario of spelling it. We had the, I had basically misunderstood the A and thought it was E. So I was looking for S-A with two dots, R-G-A with two dots, and then I wasn't finding it on the map. So what did Lovisa say at that point?
Nej, det är fel. Det är med E.
Okay, so nej, det är fel. So I think I've heard you saying that in response to something that, like, you know, for example, when we've been doing a translation and you say, no, that's wrong. Yeah.
Yes. So you you just learned how Swedish people respond when you are wrong.
Now, to be fair, most of the time you do say nästan, but yeah, in this case, no, you're wrong.
Yeah, that was Lisa fail. Who said that.
Okay, so no, you're wrong, or no, that's wrong. It's with an E rather than an E. So, der med E.
Yeah, and because Lisa said that, then you could say, oh, nu ser jag det på kartan.
So, oh, now I see it on the map. So, interesting word order there, because we've got the O, nu ser jag det på kartan. Oh, now see I it on the map.
Yes, and do you remember if you start a sentence with a time and a place, we have to move the subject and the verb. So the next word is the verb.
Okay, so nu ser jag det på kartan. And then I said, okay, vi ses där klockan 11. So see you there at 11.
Yes, and Luisa responds, vi ses då.
See you then.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was our conversation, and that's where we're going to leave this lesson of Coffee Break Swedish. Now, of course, you can access the bonus materials for Coffee Break Swedish by going to the Coffee Break Academy. There you'll find the lesson notes, the video version for this lesson, and also our bonus audio. And in our bonus audio, we're going to be testing you this time on some spellings. So, Hannah, you're going to be reading out some Swedish names and place names and so on, and our listeners are going to have to write them down or take a note on their phone.
Yes, because I think that is what most non-Swedes have a problem with, Swedish place names and names in general.
So I'm looking forward to trying that out in the bonus materials. And if you'd like to access that, then you can do so at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish. And we post regular content to help you build your culture knowledge of everything Swedish.
We will be back next time with lesson 28. Until then, tack så mycket.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.